Hey, you're stuck in traffic with Wolf Gorlick, a couple minute riff on IT and IT security. Today, looking at how to do an assessment when you don't own everything you're assessing. I've said many times that ownership is not a control, but obviously you do have to know what areas you do have controls over and which you don't. Kind of like the seventh habits, right? If you think about Stephen Covey's seven habits and the concept of the overlap of where you have influence and where you have concern, I've always loved that idea. I heard it when I was a young lad. I applied it many times very successfully in my life since then. And this idea that there's areas that you can influence, there's areas you are concerned about, and acting out of the intersection of those two circles is where you have the most benefit. Same exact thing happens with assessments. So here's the tip. With assessments, run the assessment up until the third party. Then mark the third party not applicable. And then you have an idea of what you're doing, what your people are doing, what the process is supporting, and so on. So for example, if you've got a third-party application, software as a service, that's housing some PII, some personally identifiable information, maybe housing credit card information, piece of DSS, you want to go ahead and assess that flow, everything that the users do up until that application. And make sure that your people are trained, your people have the right processes, the people have the right procedures, things are documented, that the machines they use can't be tampered with, right? That the communication flow back and forth is encrypted, all those sort of things. Then when you run up to the application, you mark everything non-applicable. You don't assess that. That's important because you cannot make a statement of attestation for controls you don't have direct ownership of or influence into or visibility into. When you look at those controls that have been marked non-applicable, you can use those in a vendor risk management program. You can take those controls, you can submit them to the vendor, and you can wait for the vendor to come back and give you some answers. Also important, this is another area where I sometimes see people mess up, is they're like, wait a minute, we want to make sure that this guy's PCI compliant. Part of PCI compliance says you don't have any vulnerabilities and you're writing the latest version of TLS. So for the software as a service, I'm going to run a scan and I'm going to check for vulnerabilities. I'm going to check for what ciphers there are. Not cool. Make sure that you're not scanning without permission. Some vendors will give you that authorization if you ask, if you request it. Some vendor contracts allow you to do third-party auditings if you ask, if you request it. In general, you cannot just go, obviously, and arbitrarily check the technical validation on their side. You know, it looks like you're basically pen testing them without authorization. Very much not cool. So when you're looking at third parties and you're looking at these complex flows, because in this day and age, we all have multiple apps, we all have multiple systems, and most of it is not something that's directly within our building, our data warehouse, our data centers, that's the trick. Do a full assessment right up into the technology, mark it non-applicable, and turn those things into vendor requirements. Turn those controls into contract language. So check out one of your apps, apply the process, let me know what works, shoot me a tweet, reply in comments. Have a good weekend.